You're listening to SBS News.
When Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan took to the podium before his parliament, there was hope, even a promise, he would be forthcoming with more evidence about the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He had promised to expose the naked truth about the killing of the Washington-based Saudi Arabian at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, but what followed appeared to leave much unsaid. A political commentator for SBS Radio's Turkish program, Levant Efi, says the speech was actually another demonstration of Mr. Erdogan's political skill.
What he has proven in his track record, which he's been ruling Turkey for the past 16 years, that he is a very highly skilled politician threading through political crisis. And in many local and international turmoils, he just was happy to go through them head on and came through unscathed. And that's why he's been ruling for so many years.
There was no mention of a much-reported audio tape from inside the Saudi consulate, which Turkish media say reveals gruesome details of the murder. In fact, Turkey is reported to have both revealing audio and videotape. Dr. Efe says he believes Mr. Erdogan is deliberately holding back information.
He, of course, is treading a very careful line along the Qatar versus Saudi conflict, as well as West's perceptions of the Saudi regime and all that. And as we know, there are a lot of conflicting reports and commentary coming from the White House, and such a measured tone is dominant in the White House currently. So some other Western sources are treading a more militant line, I suppose, because they don't have much to lose and all that. But Turkey is in such a position politically and geopolitically that Turkey cannot afford to be running a militant line and has to be going on with the measured policies that are perpetrated by Erdogan currently.
It begs the question what Mr. Erdogan's plan is. International relations professor Fawaz Gurjez at the London School of Economics and Political Science, the author of Making the Arab World, suggests the Turkish president is trying to bring down the de facto Saudi leader, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
His aims, what are his aims? To polish Turkey's standing and reputation in the world. As you know, Turkey was having some problems with Western powers. To improve relations with the United States by trying to say it's seeking justice for Jamal Khashoggi, and to also exert pressure on the Saudi leadership. But most of all, if you tell me what is the strategic goal of Erdogan, I would say he wants the head of the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. That's the big prize for President Erdogan. He smells blood and he's going for the kill.
The Crown Prince chaired a cabinet meeting that led to a statement saying Saudi Arabia would hold to account those responsible for the killing, whoever they might be. State media also said the Saudi king and the Crown Prince had met in Riyadh with members of the Khashoggi family, including Mr. Khashoggi's son, Salah bin Jamal. Mr. Erdogan also spoke to family members by phone, offering condolences and saying he would do all he could to solve the murder. But Dr. Efe says he believes Saudi Arabia will, in the end, get away with murder.
They'll get away with it, whatever that is. But I'm hoping it'll be an outcome where all sides are somehow satisfied, and especially for such an injustice, if it's been perpetrated on Turkish soil, be it in a diplomatic area, I'm hoping that it's going to be some justice is going to be prevailing at the end of it.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.